Here we are now in the week of Parshas Kedoshim, which begins, Dabar El Kohen Aspene Yisov Emat Aleim Kedoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem Yisbach is speaking to Moshe Beno, and he charges him with the following command. I want you to speak to Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, the entire congregation, the assembly of the Jewish people, and I want you to say to them, Kedoshim to you. When exactly was this said? Along comes the first Rashi based on the Midrash in Vayikra Rabbah of Dalet Hey, the Sifro, the Torah's Kohenim, Yutes Aleph, Zot Rashi, Malamet Shenemra Parsha Zuba Hakel. This Parsha, Kedoshim, was recited at Hakel. Why? Mnei Sherov Gufei Torah Tuluyim Ba. There's so many basics, the essentials of the Torah, all contingent on Yesoda, Yesoda's that are found all throughout Parshas Kedoshim. Zok the Sifsei Chachamim. Well, it can't obviously mean that Parshas Kedoshim was the only thing taught to Klal Yisrael. In time, Ralo Kol HaTorah Kula, Shana Moshe LeKol Yisrael. Of how the Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael the entire Torah. As Rashi writes, Kisisa Lamadal Lamabes, Moshe Rabbeinu Avada gave them everything. So what's Kavanah's Rashi over here, that this Parsha was said, Bahakil, with the congregation, the assembly of the people. Yishlomar, as this is a Parsha, Zunemar Lam, Bahakil, Noshim, Vitav, Tichsiv, and Vayelech, and Lamadal, if you're based, Kol Adas, Yisrael, and we find Hakel Asama Anoshim VeAnoshim VeAtav. I want you to bring the Anoshim, the Noshim, and the top, the famous Gemara Chagiga of Gimel and Aleph, and the Dosha of Rolozim and Azari Anoshim Bom Limod VeAnoshim Bos Lishmoa VeTav LeMabom Kedei LaHavi Schar LeMei VeYeim. That's what Rashi means, and not simply when you gather together Gans Klai. So what it means, Ba'ofen Miuchad to Mitzvah Sakel. And this Parsha was recited by Mitzvah Sakel. So how does this Parsha begin? Kedoshim to you, famous Rashi, Prushim and Arayis, the Ramban, Kaddish Atzim Chabamurtoloch, however one is going to learn, but clearly it's a mandate, a general command that says you have to become holy. And the same way, and we discover elsewhere in the Torah of Iskanashta, Aviyisem Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, and you have to make yourselves holy. Asks now Rav Eliyahu Bloch, and his Shirei Das, that's a mimer in the Sefer Zikaron, Zichron Eliyahu, tells Rosh Hashiva is bothered. And he says, I don't understand. And what do you mean, Kedoshim to you, that this Befrat was said in Mitzvah Hakel? A Mitzvah Hakel means that you're addressing everybody collectively, the Anoshim, the Noshim, and the Tav, with what? With the charge of, make yourselves worthy of Kedusha. I want you to make yourselves holy. How can you command a whole Tzibur to make themselves holy? Asks from Eliyahu Balbach. It's something that only Yechidei Segula Zaycha to. You have special Yechidim. And we have the famous Sefer of the Ramchal. His psicha to all of his other sfarim, the psicha to Kabbalas HaRamchal, and Mesillas Yesharim. And Mesillas Yesharim, of course, is predicated on the famous Braiser Pinchas Ben Yoron Avodazor Nav Chof Amad Beis. And it starts with what? Torah, Torah's Mevila Dei Zahira, Zahira's brings to Zrizas, Vachulei, Vachulei, until the culmination, the apex of all that Avoda is what? Is Kedusha. Adahainu Kedusha is the highest Madrigus, asks the Tels Rosh Hashiva. Speak to the Hamonam, who's there at Hakel, the Anosh, Anosh, Tavok, everybody, I want you to get to Kedusha. How in the world can you tell every little Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Yisach, you're going to tell them all to get to Kedusha? I understand you want to go and charge Yechidim, and even then, which Yoch are you going to go to? The Gedolei Hadar, the Tzadikah, the Lamed Vavdikim, they already know what they need to do. So who are you talking to? And Rashi makes a point of it. It's the first Rashi in the Parsha. It's based on a Medrash Mikra, but based on a Sifra. Clearly, this is a Parsha that's a Mesha Shaychi Be'etzim to what Mitzvah Hakel is all about, which is Bedavka time when you gather everyone together. And the first thing you're going to tell them is what? Kedoshim, you got to be holy. What's going on here? Ela Bal Korkoch Hatzor Chloma writes Rav Elimeir Bloch, and the Maimor, he says, it has to be as follows. HaBe'emes, we're now talking to Yechidei Segula, as no charge, there's no tzivui given both from Yuchad to individuals. Those individuals, they're Bali Bechira. Everybody has Bechira. You can decide, you want to be holy, you be holy. We can't command you, especially if you're learning Rambandic. And the Ramban is telling us what? This is really a mandate. Kadishatz v'chobamur tolof. So what are you going to do? Tell everyone, okay, no more eating ice cream, no more eating steak. That's a level of Kedusha that Yechidei Segula have to make for themselves. We mentioned that in the biography of Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz in Alichas and Alochas. And when he was 10 years old, he was in Bnei Brak, and there was an ice cream truck. He went out and he tasted ice cream, and he felt that he got too much hana, too much pleasure was derived from tasting ice cream. He took upon himself, he's never going to eat ice cream the rest of his life. And the biography of Moshe Feinstein, so Reuven Feinstein says that anytime his father would come over to the house and his wife would be making ice cream, he wouldn't want to insult her, so he would always take one little bite. So that he wouldn't insult her, that he eats her food. But he also didn't want to get too much hana from Olam Hazeh. He would take one bite, put it down, and that was it. So that's something that Bali Bechira, those Yechidei Segula, they'll decide of their own volition what they want to take on, when they want to take it on. So what is Kedoshim to you? Explains the Tells Rosh Hashiva, based on Rav Yisrael Salanta's famous memra, that every tzibur has to hold themselves like the Rashke Bahag, like the Rabbi Chokol Bnei Agola, Dehainu, and there's a tzibur given to the collective tzibur saying, regardless of how you act, when you're in your chanrei chadarim, in your home, in your inner chamber, your inner rooms, regardless of how you act day in and day out, but when you're together as a tzibur, there's a chiyuv that's mutal on the tzibur that says it's a tzibur you have to be, a mamlechus konim a goy kadosh, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a goy kadosh. So what's the idea? You're going to be a goy kodesh. That means it's a bechina miuchedes that demands that Klal Yisrael as a collective whole, as a cohesive unit, has to present themselves to the world that we are taka goy kodesh. And that's kedoshim to you. And when the world is watching, how are we going to act? How are we going to behave? We're held to a higher standard. Same way, politicians, they're in the limelight, whether they like it or not, they have to be held to a higher standard. Anyone who occupies a spotlight, by definition, has to take on that onus, that you're held to a higher standard. So we are Klal Yisrael, when you're together as a unit, that's the only time Hashem says kedoshim to you. When? By hakel. When you gather the anoshim, anoshim and tav, I'm going to be machayev you, live up to that challenge of being a goy kadosh, and as a tzivoy, as a nation, you have to present yourselves, and as an am kadosh, as a goy kadosh, to the rest of the world. In a similar vein, Rav Eliyach brings in his Penina Meshucha Gavoa, and this week's parasha, he says, that the Panovich Arav, by the Second World War, when the Holocaust was going on back in Europe, Panovich Arav once said over that he met a yid, who was the only one of his entire extended family to escape to Eretz Yisrael. And during the Holocaust, he had 148 relatives whose lives were constantly in peril, lives were constantly in danger. And can you imagine, he's the only one out of a family of 149 members who was able to make his way out to Eretz Yisrael. And the Panovich Arav said he met up with this yid, and he said this yid was calm, and he couldn't understand. He says, how can he go to be calm? Is it Shayach? How could you not be sitting in Shmukas every second? What's with my relatives? And he said, but that's the Emunah, the Bitochen that he has, and that the Eibishter has a plan. And even though people might lose their lives, and we suffer, and we feel the pain, the agony, but we know that there's the Nitzchias HaUmah, the nation will go on forever. And he knew that whatever Hashem is going to do, his family will always be there, Klal Yisrael will always be there. And that's what gave him the Bitachon, the Emunah, and that he could stay strong, even when he and all of his relatives are way back in Europe. That's the new Metzias, the new reality called Am Yisrael. As the Panovich Arav continued, Hashem made many things in this world. There's a Bechin of Adam, a Bechin of Malkum, and a Bechin of Zman. And a Bechin of Malkum, he made many places in the world, and he chose, he selected Eretz Yisrael as Lamayla Mekulam, as in a world, a Sug B'Fnayatzmo. And then in the world of Zman, there's Shabbosos V'Yomim Tovim, which are Zmanim Yuchodim, which also have their own Metzias, their own reality. And likewise, in the world of Adam, and the world of Nefesh, to borrow the Lashon of the Sefer Yetzirah, Olam Shona Nefesh, and Adam, there's what? There's the world, and then there's Klal Yisrael, like the Kuzari writes, there's a domain, Tzemeach Chai Medaber, and there's an altogether fifth, a brand new category called Yisrael. Same way Eretz Yisrael is Lamaila, from all Shara Ratzis, and Chams and Yotav, or Lamaila, they call Shara Zmanim, so too in the same aspect, Klal Yisrael, they're a category, they're an Am Nifrad, they're an Am Nifchar, an Am Segula, and together as a kingdom of priests, they become a Goy Kadosh, and that's Dr. Panovich Arav, and that's what they understood at Matan Torah, Maim HaNasina, when they were chosen, and that's what they're now being charged with, and like the Tells of Rosh Hashiva explained, as a nation, you will always be Kadosh, as a Tzibor, regardless of what Yechida might be doing, in the Chanuch Adorim, as a unit, you always have to work and present yourselves as the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agola, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would often say. And at the end of the day, we still need to add one other aspect. And that is, when did we become the Mamlechus Kohen B'Gai Kadosh? That was attained in the context of Maimon Har Sinai. We got the crowns because we sent Nasa Nishma, Shabbos Mechesem and Aleph. We got the crown Kenegan Nasa, Hanocha crown Kenegan Nishma, and we became Taka, kingdom of priests. We were Shayach to Melucha, we were Shayach to Kahuna, and we were Shayach to now Kedusha Vagai Kadosh. So what then is Hakel? There's a beautiful Rav Hunder, and his psicha, he wrote an introduction to the Machon Yerushalayim, Hadarkei Moshe HaShalei. And in his psicha, he asks a fascinating diuk. The Rambam, when he discusses the mitzvah of Hakel in Perek Shlishi, Halacha Gimel of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chagiga, writes the Rambam as follows: Heichad Hayakore, where would the Melech, when he would start reading Mishnah Torah B'Shas Hakel to the Anoshim Anoshim Atav, and where would he start reading from? Continues the Rambam, Metchilos Chumash Eilah Advarim, beginning of Mishnah Torah, at Sof Parsha Shema, Umedaleg Levahayim Shamoa, and Ekev, Vigomer Osa, and he finishes that Parsha, Umedaleg Laser Taser, which we learned at this past Pesach, Mekore Maaser Taser, Ala Seder, at Sof Brocha Seklolos, Ad Milvana Bris, Asher Koros Ita Mechorev, Uposek, and he stops there. Asks Sofuna, why did the Rambam have to add that last superfluous word? If the Rambam's telling me, the Melech got up and he's starting to speak, and this is where he starts from, and what does he say? Well, Rambam, you tell me what he says. The Rambam's telling me, you start from Eilat Varim, you go to Parsha Shema, you go to Vahim Shemo, you finish that, you go to Aser Taser V'chulei. So the Rambam tells me, this is what you say. So I know, if I get to the Posek that you recited until Nevada Brisha Shekoros Ita Mechorev, I'll know Mela Posek. Why would I ever have me to include anything that you didn't tell me to include? Why did the Rambam have to be Margish and emphasize, oh, Posek, can you stop right here? All right, so Hunder, Mom is beautiful. Says of Hunder, and we see from the Rambam later on, that what was the whole idea of Mitzvah Hakel? The Rambam makes it very clear that this was more or less a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. This was redoing Har Sinai all over again. He writes later on in different kursos, Halacha Hayr, Halacha Vav, we, when we were standing there, B'Shas Hakel, listening to the Melech, B'Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, Chayovim L'Hachin Libom L'Hakshiv Ozenim L'Shemoa, we have to go out and pay close attention, Be'emo V'Yiro V'Gilo U'Ra'oda K'yom Shenitna Bo B'Sinai. Hazok the Rambam, you're standing there, B'Shas Hakel, and in your heart, in your mind, you have to kilu feel, you have to be margish, and that it's as if I'm re-receiving the Torah, it's re-experiencing and re-enacting Matan Torah. Hazok the Rambam explains of Hunder, the Rambam wants me to know that if the whole idea is to re-experience Matan Torah, therefore, when the Rambam tells me the Melech reads until Mevada Bris, Shekoros Ita Mechorev, the Bris that was established at Har Choriv and Har Sinai, the Rambam B'davka wants you to know, you think you might be able to add on whatever you want to add on? Why not? I said everything the Rambam told me to say. Maybe I can add on anything Midaita Dinafshe. No. Uposek, you have to end with this in your mind, and that it's what? It's Koros Ita Mechorev. We're going back to Maimon Har Sinai. We're going back to the Krisas HaBris as we stood at the Piedmont of Sinai, and the Rambam wants to hammer that point home. That's what you're going to be thinking about, because this is Maimon Har Sinai all over again. And Mamela piggybacking on such a concept closes Rav Hunder his remarks, and now we understand why you had to bring the Taf. Why do you bring the children? Because if the Rambam's telling me this is re-experiencing Maimon Har Sinai, everybody had to be present. Every single Yid had to be there standing at Sinai. And yes, even the Taf, of course you have to be there. Because every time we had Hakil, it was another reenactment of what Maimon Har Sinai was indeed all about. Therefore, everyone has to be there. Mamela, what is Parshas Kedoshim? Kedoshim to you, like the Tells of Rav told us. And it's a mandate, as Rebbe Elimeir Bloch explained. Not to the Echidim. The Echidim, they're the Balei Bechira. You'll follow your own Mesos Hasharim. You'll work to Kedusha. You can get to Zerus. You'll get to Zerizus. You'll get to Nikias, Tara, Nevis, Vechuli. In the end of the day, the Echidi Segula will make it to the top of the mountain and they'll be Kona Midas HaKedusha. But as an Am, you could always be Toface Midas HaKedusha, presenting yourselves as a Goy Kodesh. When you feel that you're getting back and re-experiencing Maimon Har Sinai all over again, Mamlechus Kenev a Goy Kodesh. When do you re-experience that? Every single year annually, B'Shas Hakel, and you bring together Klai Yisrael as you stood together at Sinai with the Anoshim, Noshim, and Tav. When you're experiencing, then again, you'll be thinking and remembering what Maimon Hasinu is all about, that's when you'll have that mandate kedoshim to you once again. Dafka in the context of Parshas Hakol, to get to those gevaldig amadregas of kedusha. Amet Hashem, Ma'ariv now, and then we'll have the shir 8:30 to 9:15. Amet Hashem, finishing up by Yivarach David and Yani Machshav and Tfila for men and women here in the base Menorah. Amet Hashem at 8:30 to 9:15. Kaddish, please. Ve khaye khon ve khaye khon ve khaye khon.